Nats looking for a series sweep over the Reds. Nothing says America or summer like Pups in the Park Day in our nation's capital. Scooter Gennett's bat was barking in the top of the first.
And that one looped into left field. This will be a base hit and a run batted in. 2-2 to the count on Barnhart. And that will fly off the end of the glove of Harper. A two-run double, and the Reds have scored 5 runs, still batting in the first inning. Scooter putting a charge into one, and he's done it again. Scooter Gennett is just mind-boggling what he's doing. Gennett homers yet again.
The payoff pitch on the way to Harper. And a rocket to right field. That ball is down the line. It hits the base of the wall. And here comes Goodwin to third, and they're going to wave him around. And here comes the throw to the plate, and he's a dead duck. 2 outstanding throws.
High fastball, and Gaughan swinging his limb. Straight up in the air. How about Feldman today? 7 innings, and it's only allowed 2 runs.
Reds avoid the sweep. They win it 6-2, the final. Scott Feldman credited with the victory, his 6th of the year, but first for a Red starting pitcher since June 8th. Scooter Gennett had his 2nd game of the season with at least 4 hits. Who can forget his first? A 4-homer game earlier this month. Tucker Barnhart had 2 hits and drove in 2 in Sunday's win over the Nats. Here's Barnhart talking to reporters after the game.
They had a good offense over there, and you need to score as many runs as you possibly can to feel like you're in a comfortable spot. Scott gave us 7 fantastic innings, and we ended up. Tony came in and faced a couple guys, and then we got it to Rossi there in the 8th and the 9th, and felt pretty good.
What was working so well for Scott today?
His cutter was good. Curveball was really good. Threw a lot of changeups today, more than he normally does, and they were effective. But he just went out there and battled. Didn't have his best stuff today, and I think he would say the same thing. But he went out there and grinded and gave us 7 really good innings.
With him, it seems like this last month or so, every time you guys come off a loss, he comes in and gives you exactly what you need.
Yeah, I mean he's a heck of a guy. It seems like he goes out and gives you a quality start every single time out there. He's in a really good rhythm, and we were on the same page again today, and hopefully we can just keep it going.
Ask you about that play. I think it was the 5th play at the plate.
Yeah, definitely a momentum shifting play there with nobody out. You go from nobody out and in a 6-3 game with Bryce on second, and we ended up getting it to be a 6-2 game with 1 out and Bryce on second. It's huge. I mean, you can minimize damage and get as many outs with guys in scoring position. That's huge.
When you see that off the bat, where Bryce's goes, and you know where the runner is, are you thinking the whole way, this is going to be a play?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really sure on those situations. You kind of have to let the play develop. You get in a bad spot when you get up there, and you get real tense and anxious. So I've learned throughout those plays that the more you're relaxed, the easier they are. And something that you watch it develop, and Scooter gave me a great throw. Shoveler did a great job getting it in, and I'm glad we got the guy out.
Scott Feldman went 7 and struck out 5 as he picks up the first win by a Red starting pitcher since June 8th. Here's Feldman talking about his performance.
You know, we got off to a nice lead early, and the guys swinging the bats great. And then me and Tuck worked well together and really just tried to hit the target. I don't think I even shook him off one time all day. So it was, just being on the same page and just trying to execute some pitches.
He said you used your changeup more today. Was that by plan or is that just how it unfolded?
A little bit of both. I mean, I always say I need to throw my changeup more, and sometimes it doesn't happen, sometimes it does. But I thought today was like a good lineup, maybe to try to bust it out a few more times. And so whenever Tuck put it down, I just threw it.
After a game yesterday, is there any extra pressure to, man, I really got to go out there for my team today, or are you just kind of even keel all the time?
Try to just be even keel, but obviously, we haven't been winning as much as we had early in the year. But it's not like we've been playing sloppy or just giving games away. And then, obviously yesterday was kind of a bad one. But other than that, I mean, man, we've been really battling in here, and, guys are trying their hardest, and hopefully we can get back on the winning track, starting today. Hopefully it sets us right.
You've done that a lot recently. I think it was 5 times in the last month plus you've come in after a loss, and you guys have won 4 of those games. Is it important to you to go out there and to be the stopper, I guess?
I mean, honestly, I'm just trying to go out there and do the same thing every time, just execute my pitches and not really think about any of the other, weird little coincidences or things like that that might be happening. But really just trying to go out there and, keep the ball on the ground and just throw the ball through the catcher.
What did the play at the plate, the fifth, what did that mean to you and how did that change the game?
That was huge. A great throw in by Schebler, and then obviously Scooter made a nice relay throw, and Tuck held on to it. Would have been, what would it have been, second base, a run in, second and,
well, if he would have stayed
in
second and
right.
Third.
Anytime you get an out in that situation, it's huge. So to do that and on top of that, keep the run off the board, it was a huge play. I thought, maybe the most important play of the game.
Next up, both teams return to action on Monday. The Reds visit the Cardinals while the Nats host the Cubs.